Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877. DOCDALI. So one thing that I've been noticing, because I'm licensed in multiple states and I get to see a whole variety of, you know, Americans from the Northeast and from the Southeast and from the West and from the Midwest and from the Northwest. So it's really rewarding in order for me to be able to not just be in my one little tiny, you know, hub of Southern Nevada, even though Southern Nevada has some of the most awesome patients. But I have, you know, been very, very concerned for years that there's been a huge disparity when it comes to access to healthcare and approaches to healthcare. And so a huge headline is black prostate cancer patients were infinitely less likely to get their prostate cancer addressed in terms of surgery, for example, than others during the pandemic. And they said just 1% of black men with untreated metastatic prostate cancer underwent prostatectomy compared to 26% of white men. Now, it's been debatable how, you know, aggressive you need to be with non-metastatic prostate cancer. There's multiple different treatments for prostate cancer, pellets and radiation and things like that, but it still highlights a very huge difference. When they looked at from March to May 2020, they saw a huge disproportion in groups that were treated. And they compared those numbers to those who would get prostatectomies in the same three-month period back in 2019. So according to JAMA Oncology, this represented a 90.9% lower rate of prostatectomies among black patients during the pandemic compared to a 17.14% lower rate among white patients. So what they're trying to say is even though during the pandemic, you know, less people got procedures done, we understand that, it was so much more dramatized. The difference was so much more apparent in black populations. Now, I've been urging for years that the black population gets screened for colon cancer more aggressively, get screened for prostate cancer sooner, because I'm sick and tired of seeing these guidelines. And then I would, you know, have a patient who was 48 years old, and they would come to me for the first time having GI bleed and, you know, metastatic colon cancer, and it had been growing for years. And I'm like, why were you told to wait till you were 50 to screen? And so luckily they have started to change the guidelines and be more open about, look, African-American populations might need to be screened sooner. But what's very interesting about this study, which is something that I have been, you know, harping on, especially when it comes to the COVID vaccines, is this also can highlight medical access. And so when people are complaining about those who are under-vaccinated or vaccine hesitant and not getting vaccinated, and health officials are saying, look, you know, we have populations of kids and African-Americans who are, you know, not getting the vaccine, all right, you know, this is paralleling with how we're treating cancer, how we're approaching heart disease, how we're approaching diabetes and stroke. My guess is the parallels are very, very similar across so many entities, whether it's vaccinations, whether it's physicals, whether it's cancer treatment. African Americans, the black population, is having less access or utilizing medical resources less. Why aren't we investigating that? Why aren't we looking at that? This is why I get to go so gosh darn mad when everybody tries to blame, you know, politics for the vaccine issue. All right? Blacks were at very, very high risk during COVID. Many of them disproportionately killed. Why did that happen? Is it because they might live in some neighborhoods and the routes of the paramedics don't seem to be as plentiful as they are in other areas? Is it because of like what we saw with the paramedic story where two came to the house saying they were goner? I've never seen a paramedic do that, but we have a report that two paramedics just thought the kid was dead and the kid was actually alive and is still alive today. And the grandmother had to say, you know what, I'll just take him to the hospital and get CPR until finally somebody started to institute CPR. So are there biases? Are there stereotypes? Are there assumptions being made that, you know, well, there's heart disease, there's this, there's nothing we could do. And yes, there is more we could do. So when I hear that there were 90% lower rates of, you know, a surgical procedure being done on one population, that, I mean, it cries out for people to try to figure out why. You know, is it, and this is also something that's very important, as we're talking about Medicare for All or Medicaid for All and expanding Medicaid, if we look at the insurance, let's say, of certain populations, Latino, Asian, white, black, Filipino, and if we're seeing that many of these people that are lacking access to health care are Medicare recipients or Medicaid recipients, why isn't that a story? Why don't we know what their insurance is? What, you know, is it that they're uninsured? All right, we have a system in place to hopefully make sure we minimize people uninsured. That's what the ACA was supposed to do. So is it that they are uninsured or underinsured? Is it that they're working for companies that just notoriously have very high deductible plans? Why aren't we talking about that? Instead, all we're talking about is people not getting the vaccine are Republican. I mean, how much more time are we going to waste? If our black population is at risk for COVID, is at risk for cancer not being screened early, is at risk for not having access to medical care, when are we going to address that? Just everybody get it out of your system, blame whoever you want to blame politically, but then can we now move on? 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the 5-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. So I keep getting asked how many vaccinated people have gotten COVID severely and died or has been hospitalized. We don't really have a lot of numbers. One source, Daily Mail, said as of July 12th, the number was 5,492 vaccinated people who tested positive for coronavirus and were hospitalized and died. Now, that 5,492 was roughly out of 160 million vaccinated Americans. So the number is very, very low. But about 5,500. Again, I can't confirm that. This is from one source, but about 5,500, so I hope that answers that question. I also get asked, when are doctors going to finally say something about President Biden and his state of health and mentation? And I told you guys this before. Doctors aren't very political. You know, doctors have to be very, 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 very careful, because the only way we're allowed to be doctors is by our licensing boards. And some doctors that have kind of gone against the grain get themselves into some trouble. They can't take away your MD or your DO, but you could lose your license. And so if somebody feels that a doctor is doing unprofessional behavior, let's say, you know, it could cause them to face some issues when it comes to the board. And most doctors, because they work so hard, because they're in so much debt, because they're so overwhelmed with what's going on with patients, there are political doctors out there, you know, like Rand Paul and all that. But I don't think Rand Paul actively practices. I forget if he does. So he could get into it with Fauci, and I don't think it's going to affect his livelihood, because he's a senator, you know, and he gets pensions and all that. But most other doctors, they have to work. So, you know, a big concern people have had was President Biden's, performance yesterday at the town hall. Apparently there was a bunch of gaffes, lost thoughts, false statements. We don't really see Joe Biden do a lot of town halls. He usually has speeches, well-written, and notes. And whenever he seems to be asked off the cuff, it just doesn't seem to go well. In fact, many reporters have been multiple times scolded about asking him questions and, you know, kind of rushed away before they could ask questions. And so, you know, he did say some things that were kind of incorrect yesterday, which some of you have asked about, where he said, you're okay, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. He also said no vaccinated individuals will be hospitalized, sent to the ICU, or die. That's a little confusing. You know, I mean, the on one end, the government is considering bringing back masks, one of the reasons which is because vaccinated individuals can get COVID and spread it. So masks, you know, are kind of a part of that narrative. So if he tells people that if you're vaccinated, you can't get COVID at all, then he's kind of contradicting himself. So Joe Biden, during this town hall, I think it was a CNN town hall, he said, we're not in the position where we think that any virus, including the Delta virus, which is much more transmissible and more deadly in terms of unvaccinated people, the various shots that people are getting now cover that. He said, you're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. He said, if you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in the IC unit, and you're not going to die, he told John Lemon. So it's gigantically important that we all act like Americans who care about our fellow Americans. Now, if I could, though, add to the point, it's even though he's wrong per se, you are, on the whole, having a much better chance of not getting hospitalized or dying, obviously. But it's not 100%. There were some other things where he got, I guess, a little caught up on his words. He said, I guess at one point he was talking about vaccines getting approved for children under the age of 12. The president said that's underway, just like the other question, that's illogical. And I've heard you speak about it because you always, I'm not being salacious, but you're always straight up about what you're doing. He said, and the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are. Why can't the experts say we know that the virus is, in fact, it's going to be our, excuse me, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved by permanently approved. That's underway, too. I expect that to occur quickly. So, you know, he's still answering the question. I mean, he's somewhat, and it's sad. I hate seeing this. I mean, having had having had, you know, grandparents and, you know, parents with, you know, grandparents with dementia and issues, it's not easy to watch. Lemon helped him clarify. He said, you mean for the FDA? And Biden said for the FDA. So he got off track on his answer about getting emergency use authorization for vaccines, but he still kind of stuck to the subject. He was still on the vaccine topic. Right now, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson vaccines are under emergency use authorization. When a restaurateur asked him about, you know, how to deal with the labor shortage, he said to, you know, pay people more. Of course, that caused a huge backlash in the industry because they're like, hamburgers are now going to cost $50. You know, there's only so much you could do. You got the food shortage, you got the ingredient shortage, so that's not really, really good. When he was asked, and I say a lot. I mean, I stutter. I have a lisp. I have a stutter. I don't criticize people for that. But I do get concerned when you have foreign entities who I think are stepping up, you know, their offense, whether it's through cyber threats or military, and they look to see if our president is somebody that can, you know, bring the rain. And when he stumbles like that, it's difficult. He was asked about national security, and he said, and I'll say one last thing, I've had a lot of experience internationally. I mean, not good or bad, just I have. I chaired the Foreign Relations Committee. I've been deeply involved. He said, I did national security for the administration with Barack. But folks, the rest of the world's wondering about us. Those of you who travel abroad, it's no joke, not a joke. He then said, ask, you know, when I went to this G7, all the major democracies, I walk in and go, America's back. I'm serious. Heads of state, I give you my word as Biden. They said, are you really back? So, you know, it is frustrating. And I get people are looking at doctors going, when are you going to call it? When, you know, he does need help. He needs to be evaluated. If there are some early interventions that could be done if he does have some early form of dementia, I agree that doctors should be on this. Nobody is going to suggest removing him from office because I think people don't want Kamala Harris as president. I already told you guys that point's moot. I think he is going to resign, and he's going to do it on purpose so Kamala Harris can become president, and he could take credit for helping bring the first first female president, and as well as female vice president, to the country. So I think it's going to happen anyway. And so at that point, as a doctor, I agree with one of our listeners going, when are doctors going to just say it? And as I said, doctors don't want to get political. I'm as political as I think they come in terms of, you know, talking about how, you know, what the masks do and what the vaccines do. And I'll support mask measures. I'll support vaccine measures, but I'll tell you what I know. And it's, you know, sometimes not listened to by public officials. Sometimes it is. I tweeted the other day how I want the county commissioners in my neck of the woods to, you know, not be thinking about mandate. I support vaccination, but I will not support vaccine mandates. That's something that I know is not completely echoed by the medical community. You have people in the medical community that, you know, are like, I want vaccines to be mandated. You have others that say, why aren't we working more on natural immunity? So, you know, not all doctors agree, but we do have to follow the grain of public health recommendations and CDC, et cetera. You can't have a doctor out there saying, guys, for COVID, just light a match to your butt. No, that's dangerous. So, you know, you can't have doctors say, I want everybody on hydroxychloroquine. There are some studies looking at efficacy of hydroxychloroquine, but there's also studies showing risks. So that's why there's these limitations that doctors have so that they give advice that isn't just opinion. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is blasting President Biden on the economy. McCarthy adding that economists believe, and even some Democratic economists believe, that inflation will continue as the Biden administration continues to spend.
This is not just Republicans sounding the alarm on inflation. Larry Summers, who served as Treasury Secretary for President Clinton and Chief Economic Advisor for Obama Biden administration, has been warning since February that Biden's big spending agenda would lead to inflation.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he intends to pass two infrastructure bills before the August recess. Schumer saying that he'll stick with it, even if it means late nights and weekends for the senators. The New York Democrat saying without proof that both bills will give a massive boost to the economy. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Bootleg Fire in southern Oregon has grown to 399,000 acres. It's also 38% contained. Higher humidity and reduced winds have helped crews strengthen lines around the fire. Hotter and drier weather this weekend is expected to boost fire activity. Investigators believe the fire was caused by lightning. The number of positive COVID tests continues to increase at the Tokyo Olympics.
As competition gets underway at the Tokyo Olympics, there have been a rising number of positive COVID tests. Since July 1st, 75 people connected to the Games have tested positive, with several athletes having their Olympic experience ended by the virus. The most recent American beach volleyball player, Taylor Crabb, being forced out of the competition by a positive test. Cases in Tokyo have hit a six-month high, and the entire city is under a state of emergency until after the Games. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So giving you some updates here, former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb has predicted that the most recent wave of COVID-19 cases are going to peak in late August or early September. As much as most of us are hoping that by the fall, the kids could go back to school and can move on with their lives. He's predicting, and he's kind of right, that we got a big Delta force here. And he also thinks that kids going back to school with COVID is going to cause another slight uptick. So the U.S. has recorded another 52,000 cases as of yesterday, 7-day rolling average of 39,939. That's about a 268% increase from the 10,834 average recorded 3 weeks ago. Every single state, as well as the District of Columbia, are reporting either coronavirus infections rising or holding steady in the last week. Deaths, luckily, have continued to remain relatively flat. 333 recorded on Wednesday, a 7-day rolling average of 264, but that is still up 10% from the 238 recorded 3 weeks prior. Hospitals in Kansas City metro region and Missouri say that they have had to turn away patients because all their beds are full. At one Florida hospital, there are 136 people hospitalized, a record from the 125 seen in January, up from 75 patients last week and 45 the week prior. This is being reported by Daily Mail. At a press briefing on Thursday, CDC director didn't really say if they're going to revise the mask guidance yet or not. My guess is it's coming. So, you know, the CDC guidance, and this is something that has been just a cluster where, you know, the back and forth of don't wear a mask, wear a mask. You have to wear a mask. If you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Honor system. It's just the mask thing has been a mess because, as I've said before, these aren't good masks. What people are putting over their face aren't N95 respirators. Though, you know, I see, you know, even news reporters where the mask is falling past their face and their nose is open. I couldn't breathe on the plane when I had a mask. So I kept trying to breathe. I'm vaccinated, but I kept trying to breathe and kept ordering drinks so I could have the mask off, because the only time you can have the mask off is if you're eating or drinking. So every time the flight attendant came by, I looked like I was putting something in my mouth. Which, by the way, makes no sense, because, you know, if you are, let's say, you know, wearing a mask, then it going off and on to eat is useless. You either wear the mask or you don't wear the mask, you know? So Dr. Gottlieb had an appearance on CNBC Squawk Box, and he said the spread of the Delta variant was going to cause infections to keep rising for the next few months. He said the bottom line is we're going to see continued growth for at least the next 3 or 4 weeks. There's going to be a peak probably sometime around late August or early September. They said it's possible you'll see a second small bump as kids go back to school and schools become vectors of transmission, like what we saw with the Kent Alpha variant. He said, but this will come and go. So health officials, they said fatalities are a lagging indicator and have not dramatically risen, have only slightly increased. And so people ask, why aren't we seeing more deaths? Well, there's a few reasons for that. Okay, one is we do have monoclonal antibodies and we do have more treatment. Two is if the hospitals aren't overwhelmed, then we have the ability to treat people and keep them longer. They call it a lagging indicator because if people are dying, we're not going to see the numbers rise as much until a week or two after hospitalization because, you know, many of them are in the hospital for a little while first. Hospitals getting full, people getting turned away. So I do believe we're going to start seeing the death rate rise in the next week or two. But again, we're having these are numbers we really need. How many vaccinated individuals are currently in the hospital? Now, one source said at about 5,200, but I think those numbers are going to rise. And if vaccinated individuals are getting hospitalized but not necessarily dying, we'll also see the death rate hopefully level off and not go up. So health officials say people are protected by vaccines, those that are. States that have less vaccine uptake, like Alabama, Florida, Louisiana, Missouri, those hospitals are starting to fill up. They say some medical centers say they're seeing the number of patients admitted meet or exceed the number seen in the spring or summer. Others are so full they've had to start turning patients away. And this is frustrating. You know, I get my colonoscopy tomorrow. Yay! Exciting. I hate getting it done. But eventually I do need to get a hysterectomy. And I was going to meet with the doctor in a couple weeks to hopefully plan that for the fall. That's why I said don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. But I couldn't get an appointment until August. And so it's one of those things where, you know, if there was anything you needed to get done, you know, while the hospitals are still open. Because if the hospitals become overwhelmed, gallbladders won't be able to get taken out electively. Hysterectomies won't be able to done electively. Most likely I'm going to put it off because I definitely don't want to use up any beds or any space in the hospital when they need it for people who are sick. But I, you know, said, look, this summer, if the cases are going down, I'm going to meet with the doctor. Well, already cases are starting to go back up. So, you know, Hawaii. Hawaii has been very, very interesting. Hawaii has been trying to keep COVID cases down, and they have alerted people to fly to Las Vegas. A lot of Hawaiians go to Vegas, and I live in Vegas. And so I was interviewed by KITV Hawaii, Channel 4, by Tom George, asking about Hawaii rules on people going to Vegas. So apparently they're concerned about, you know, what happens if Vegas stays in Vegas. They think Vegas variants are going to come back. If you remember last month, somebody tested positive from the Delta variant in Hawaii, and they had just traveled to Las Vegas. Well, you know, Las Vegas, it's a tourist site, you know, but what makes Las Vegas a little different is where if you go to L.A., if you go to Florida or L.A. and you go to Disneyland, Disney World, you are still around other people, but you're outdoors. In Vegas, you really don't have the beach. You don't have an outdoor amusement park. In Vegas, you got the pools and all that, but Vegas, it's indoors. And so I think Vegas holds maybe that slight increased risk. And that's why Kauai Mayor Derek Kawakami said at a press conference, the biggest hotspot for bringing COVID home to Kauai, Las Vegas. He said, I know Las Vegas is a popular destination, but it poses significant risks. So the island is blaming Vegas for a recent spike in COVID-19 cases. Their Kauai's district health officer, Dr. Janet Behrman, said among our recent cases since we've had the surge over the last month, many of those had mainland travel, and of those, many of those went to Vegas. So they interviewed me. I was just going to say, Las Vegas family physician, Dr. Dahlia Wax, that's me. See? And I had said, look, you know, vaccinated individuals are more risk-taking. They feel immune. You know, they feel immortal. And so I think a lot of people, when they have been locked up, I mean, they want to go and have some fun. And, you know, a lot of people in Hawaii, yeah, they could go to L.A., but, you know, comparing beaches, I don't think see a lot of Hawaiians go to the U.S. to hit the beach. They go to hit, to do things that you can't do in Hawaii. And that's why I think Las Vegas is such a hot spot for Hawaiians to come to. And so, it's interesting. I live in Vegas, so if Vegas ever gets really, really rough, I could just go to the mountains. I could go to Utah. I could drive to Wyoming if I need to. I could drive to Arizona. In Hawaii, there's not really a lot of places to go. So you'll see some warnings there. But Vegas is on it. You know, we started to bring back some masks. I don't know how much you're going to help. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the 5-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly, you should thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a little bit of breaking news. A $2.4 million New Orleans mansion that is reportedly owned by Beyonce and Jay-Z has caught fire. The fire is contained, but it's a beautiful and historic property in New Orleans, and it's a home I guess they've had for the last 6 years. And I guess it's managed by Beyonce's mom, Tina Knowles. And sadly, it caught fire last night. According to reports, the blaze started at the $2.4 million property around 6:15 local time. It had been fully extinguished around 2 hours later after 22 firefighters arrived at the scene. Daily Mail has tried to reach out to Beyonce. I don't believe they've been able to hear anything, but a fire department spokesman did tell the New York Post if they didn't get the one they did, it could have been much worse. It's a historic home. By historic home, meaning it's a home that was, you know, built many, many, many years ago. The architecture is just beautiful. It almost looks like it was built, you know, 1800s, but I'm sure it's much newer than that. So it's a three-story property. They aren't really sure what the cause of the fire was, but, you know, sadly, it occurred. Oh, actually, here we go. It was built in 1927. It was built as the Westminster Presbyterian Church. It has 6 bedrooms, 6.5 bathrooms, and it covers 15,200 square feet. It was transitioned into a home in 2000. And it was, I guess, used by an 8-dancer ballet company. That's a fantastic piece of architecture. It's a shame that there was a fire. I will keep you posted on that. It blows my mind in America. There'll be something from like the 1700s. And I love seeing historical houses and historical, churches. Back east, there's so much of that. But then you go to Europe, and you're like, okay, 1700, is recent compared to what's going on in Europe. And in Europe, experts have found evidence of a Roman road in the Venice Lagoon, indicating that large settlements existed in the area centuries before the city was founded in 697 AD. So in the Roman era, and if you ever go to Rome, I mean, there's walls and the Colosseum, and there's artifacts that are just there, preserved, and people don't put graffiti on it. I mean, it's like the highway. You're driving on the highway, and there's a piece of the Roman wall just sitting there. It's amazing how in Europe you're just driving by and seeing these things, you know? But in the Roman era, they said much of what is now submerged under the lagoon was land. And many artifacts from the time have been found in Venice's islands and waterways. These have included various amorphe and Roman flagstones called basoli. The extent of Roman occupation near the Venice Lagoon has not been clear. So researchers led from Venice's Institute of Marine Sciences sonar scanned the lagoon bed, and it revealed the remains of structures lined up as if along a road. The team believed that the road might have run down from northern Venice Lagoon southwards to what is today the city of Chioggia or Little Venice. They said the route was most likely linked to a larger network of thoroughfares that ran across much of the wider Italian Veneto region. So there's a pictorial description of what they think was found. Pretty darn cool. I just love this stuff. So, the study of this lagoon has been undertaken by geophysicist Fantina Madricardo of ISMAR and colleagues, and they said the submerged road represents probably one of the last route segments in the maritime landscape of the Altinum, the Roman city that overlooked the Venice Lagoon, with a wider network of roads, according to the team. And the Romans were pretty adept at building roads and irrigation, and they were beyond their time. And they say the contiguity with other structures and infrastructure, such as defensive towers, levees, walkways, port, private structures, confirms the capillary permanent settlement in the Venice area. So similar sort of buildings, similar sort of trends in terms of what they used can link it to this probably was Roman era. They believe a lot of travelers and sailors crossed that. And so they used sonar to map the bottom of the lagoon. They revealed the presence of 12 ancient structures running in a northeasterly direction up the Triporti Channel over the distance of 3,700 feet. Each structure was about 8.9 feet tall, 172.9 meters long, and they think that they likely aligned along a Roman road. And so this supports previous surveys of the Taporti Channel, where they uncovered stones similar to the paving stones known to have been used by the Romans for road construction. Romans were interesting. They used to actually put urine on their clothes to clean the clothes and to, you know, address dirt. It just, you stunk of urine. I mean, you couldn't use water. Water, you know, sometimes was scarce, like in Pompeii area and things like that. So when you look at some of these scans, pretty cool stuff. So the full findings of the study were published in the Journal Scientific Reports. But, you know, one thing I find that's very, very interesting, they say that the road and the harbor building lie on a sandy ridge that, while now submerged, protruded above the surface in the lagoon. So while I live in Las Vegas that's getting drier and drier, there are other places that apparently, you know, are getting wetter and wetter, right? You know, there are cities that haven't submerged. There's been waterways, there's been... And this was before hamburgers. This was before cars. And it's just another example of how climate change happens. And it doesn't necessarily, you know, the only climate change, you know, wasn't basically based on, you know, our current activities. Climate change has always happened, where you have cities that are buried. You have surfaces that are now surfacing because water has receded. And so I don't know what happened during Roman times. You know, I mean, obviously there's, you know, there, like when you look at, let's say, you know, the 10 plagues, you know, it sounds like there might have been red tide and there might have been volcano activity. We know volcano activity with Mount Vesuvius destroyed Pompeii. Many people died with the pyroclastic heat. An explosion, and then came, you know, the dust and the lava, but people were, you know, I mean, dogs, they didn't look like they asphyxiated and were lying down, or they didn't look like they were burned, per se. They looked like that they had died in the middle of an activity. And in terms of that, that would happen if your body was heated up immediately too quickly before you could even collapse. So, you know, we know that climate change happens, and we know that things have changed. And seeing cities buried, and, you know, in Rome, these structures are very well visualized and above ground, but things near a coastal seems to be underground. I was in Venice. Venice, apparently, is it St. Peter's Square? I forget which square. But the water levels come up where people have to leave because when the tide comes in, part of the city goes underwater. You know, Venice might be one of the next cities to slowly go underwater. People have been talking about that for a while. So I'm just hoping that, you know, we put our resources towards things that we can address, but you know how politics are. The roads are pretty large structures, 16 to 23 feet wide. Those are pretty nice. We have streets in America that don't seem to be wide enough. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.